Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 219 of the Por Favor Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening. How are you, sir?
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Everything okay up there?
Hello there, gentlemen. Yes, things are doing quite well. Things are going. Things are smooth. Getting ready for a little vacation coming up. I was actually trying to pack when you texted me to record tonight, so...
Because I know you said you could only do Monday and Tuesday, and you looked at your clock, and it was 8 o'clock. You said, I think I'm scot-free.
I'm off the hook, yeah.
You are. He's going to have to get Schaefer or some other buffoon to do this show. And then you got the thing you want to record tonight. You're like, damn it.
So you could see into my mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know, yeah.
Because you're in the same boat if it was the opposite, right?
Yeah, I'd be. Yeah, maybe he forgot.
Maybe he forgot. It's on him now.
And I message you tomorrow and say, when are we recording? You're like, I'm in... Roanoke, North Carolina, or Roanoke, Virginia.
Loading up the family truckster. It's going to be like vacation.
Holiday road. Now, how far will you get before your first meltdown? Not yours, but the one coming from the back seat.
I'm hoping we can get to the Connecticut border.
Wow, you're only a pitch, three-quarter pitching wedge from the Connecticut border.
Yeah, that's like a six-minute drive.
So you're thinking as soon as you get on 95 South, you might have your first one?
You know what the beautiful thing is, though? Your Gina, I have the DVD player in the van, so I could just pop some Disney movies on there, and she's happy as a clam. So even during a meltdown, just throw on one of her movies, and she's good.
But you're concerned about your Gina Jr.?
She'll be okay for a while. We just want to get through, like, the New York, New Jersey traffic areas, and then we figure we could stop and kind of take our time after that. We need to get through the D.C. metropolitan area, things like that, and then It should be pretty smooth sailing.
Yep. A lot of metropolitan areas you have to go through up there in the I-95 corridor.
Yeah, so it's looking like... I don't actually know if we go through... Yeah, we must have to go through D.C. I haven't really mapped it out. That's the thing now with smartphones. You don't really even plan out your trip.
No, they just tell you what exit to take.
You just plug it in when you get in the car, and it's like, oh, there's an accident. Would you like to go around? Yep, I sure would. Right around. Whereas you would have had Bill and Diane looking at the Atlas in the front seat, yelling at each other.
You got the triptychs. No, the triptychs that you got from AAA.
Oh, that's right.
With the orange highlighter, with the arrows.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you get lost, then you're off track.
You're done.
But then you got to pull out the Atlas, the McNally, Rand McNally. Luckily, you were well versed.
Study those at Datalink. Yep.
Yeah.
So those road trips were beautiful. Diane and Bill would smoke like four packs of heaters. Windows would be up, AC cranking, and I'd be vomiting in the back seat. It was always great trips with the
not buckled up. Probably just sliding.
No. Yeah. Yep. Head out the window like a golden retriever.
You probably had like your baseball almanac or something looking through.
I brought some ball cards on my trips. Yes, I did.
Yeah. It's always good. Listening to music you didn't like.
No. I love my mom's stuff.
Oh, okay. So
Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie. Where do you think I got into this cheese from?
Well, that's true. That's a good point. Road trip cheese. It's funny because you always call it cheese, and it definitely is, but there's a podcast that I've been listening to. It's new-ish. It's called Disgraceland. Have you heard of this one?
That would be a negative, sir, a negative.
So it's this guy, he's from the Boston area, as a matter of fact, and he does these little stories on, like, musical people, acts or bands or whatever, and, like, some of the crazy, like, behind-the-scenes stories, like murders or sex scandals, things like that, and he just goes in-depth on one story each week. And at the beginning of each episode, he plays this little piece of music, and he's like, I'm playing this piece of music because I can't afford to play... this song, which was the number one song in America on the date that this happened. And it's like, and what does this particular piece of like American cheese have to, like, he calls every song cheese, and that makes me think of you when I listen to it. He's like, the cheese, it's just pure cheese, these songs.
Gotta love pure cheese, sir.
Yeah, it's good cheese songs. Anyway,
so I'm on Facebook and I see one of my friends that I went to Wells Fargo, worked with at Wells Fargo, posting, "My parents are selling our home. Please pass around to anyone on the range that may be interested." That's the Iron Range, Bill, up there in northern Minnesota, that Virginia metropolitan area. The guys who had the oyster place in Quincy Market.
I lost you there for a good 20 seconds, Billy.
Oh, I was going to say, I got a post. I'm reading a post, and my buddy that I went to work with at Wells Fargo posted that his parents are selling. "My parents are selling our home. Please pass around to anyone on the range that may be interested." The Iron Range up in northern Minnesota.
Oh, is that a good place to live?
I just want to let you know it's in Eveleth, okay. Minnesota. And it's spacious living. There are 3 to 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a large kitchen and sauna. 2,800 square feet, Billy, and it's selling for a whopping $239,000. You want to move up there?
That's some good square footage for the money.
Yeah, that just goes to show what's up there.
Is that like a log cabin kind of thing?
No, it's probably just a regular family house.
Like, how many acres is that sitting on?
Let's see. Beautiful two-story home on a large lot with gardens, privacy, and located close to the schools in Eveleth, Morningside Edition. Built in 1951. As Minnesota Powers model home, this home has been totally remodeled and well-maintained. With 2,800 square feet of spacious living, there are 3 to 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a large kitchen and sauna. This home has plenty of storage space with numerous closets, an oversized two-stall garage, and storage shed, maintenance-free siding, newer windows, a new roof, and electric and glass and gas heat are all included in this home.
That sounds very nice.
Might reconsider, see if Susie wants to transfer up to the Hibbing, Minnesota Merrill Lynch office.
You have to send her the link, say, I think, want to move back, see what she says. She wouldn't even respond, would she?
Nah, that doesn't warrant a response. Hello, gentlemen gets more of a response.
You like real estate, don't you?
I love real estate.
You still look every day, don't you? Even though you just bought a house, just built a beautiful house.
I'm always looking at real estate.
I can't look because I get too caught up. Like, oh, if I sold the house and moved, it's like I'd probably end up doing something stupid. I can't really look at it. But I do like it. I like seeing houses. You loved house shopping, didn't you?
Oh, we still, we still once in a while on a sad day, we'll just go walk through models.
That's pretty nerdy.
It is nerdy, isn't it? I love just looking at models and what they're doing.
Very nerdy. That's okay.
Speaking of, Friday evening, we got the pool guy.
Oh, he's going to do some measurements for you?
You're going to put together something on his
laptop.
Tell
him there's an extra, Ulysses S. Grant in it if he can get it done by June 10th.
Oh. Just stop pulling out the Stony Brook of cash.
Yeah, his.
How many shoe boxes is it going to take to get your guys out here this weekend?
There's an extra 50. Can you get this done by the beginning of June? He would probably just laugh in your face, wouldn't he?
Yeah, these guys, you throw a couple $100 at them, it's amazing.
That's a good point. Would that be worth it? Imagine having that thing up and running in a few weeks.
Oh, I don't want to. They said it takes a couple months. I mean, it's pretty quick to do, but they said it's just the permits that take a while.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's a very easy process.
Because I heard it's typically, once they break down, about a 4 to 6 week process.
That's pretty long, though. Think about that. That it would affect you too much because it's all outdoors, but that's a lot of time, 4 weeks.
Well, it's the same thing with when they pour the cement, when they do the slab here, how they got to let it sit for 2 weeks to really cure, and dry. So.
That's right. Well, that would be nice. That's a fun meeting, get to do all that.
That's a good fun. That's a meeting I'm looking forward to. So.
You got to figure out if you can get a grill attached to the hot tub. Just a charcoal grill off the side so you could just reach over while you're in the hot tub and flip over the steak.
You don't think the outdoor kitchen's enough?
I mean, it's enough. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the outdoor kitchen. I'm just saying you might want to position the hot tub close enough where you don't have to get out to check on your steaks and things like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Built-in cooler. A floating Yeti in the middle of your hot tub just filled with Bud Lights. There's a lot of options here, Bill. You got to think outside the box when it comes to the pool.
Yeah, I know. When I fell in love looking at pictures and I saw the beautiful fire pit right next to the hot tub, that's a beautiful addition.
That is a nice thing. Now, would that be a problem with the lanai, or is there enough breeze that comes through that wouldn't get too smoky in there?
No, it's going to be a huge lanai. If you ever see the ones that have pools, it's huge. Okay. Oh,
well,
yeah,
I didn't know
if
it, because it's screened in, if the smoke would kind of billow in there and be a problem.
No, nope.
Get the projector TV in there or something.
I'm gonna put my old 55 inch up
mounted
there.
On the wall.
mounted on
get
the wall.
Get all the surround sound. You got to get like the voice activated stuff so you can be in the pool.
Yeah, I'm going to probably have somebody come in and do that because I'd like to have some speakers out there too. You're going to have to schedule
a
second trip.
You're a speakerhead, aren't you?
I love speakers,
so that would be
yes.
something. I have some beautiful speakers out there in the pool.
Nice sound. Listen
you
to
could
the
be
podcast.
Talking to your like Alexa, play the Por Favor podcast. Turns on. Hello and welcome to another just playing. Got your
I love the fact that my cousin still can't figure out how to stop.
Oh, it
that.
Occasionally comes up on their playlist.
It still comes up on his playlist.
That's like a curse. It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
It's nice.
Not
isn't
for
it?
Him. It helps our numbers. Maybe that's so, why that
he's like got Sinatra going, and then all of a sudden, hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Mantengase.
Skip, go ahead. That's funny. You have anything else you want to add here?
I got a text from Chow when I got home. Just has a $50 bill sitting on the podium under the pencils.
Boy.
And I'm investigating. I got to figure out what this is
just
all about.
Just a picture of a Ulysses S. Grant sitting there, huh?
Sitting under the pencils, and that's usually where we put our dirty money. Like, we're going to bring it in, but there was a big line, so we just put it here. That's like the dirty
that
money
does
right
sound
there.
Pretty dirty.
Yeah, $50. I'm like, what is going on?
That's probably, that's
there?
Like a foursome, like four guys came.
That sounds like a foursome.
I could do some quick math. That's only $12.50 a head, so that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's the Chad does not extend those kind of deals
to
anybody.
No, you
got to
trust the person.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what the hell's going on.
That's all.
Just a 50 under the pencils. I'm like, what is he up to?
he must have been so happy.
I worked with him last night. He was laughing. These two guys just went screaming past us, right? Because they don't want to stop to get the club.
Oh, because they know they have to give
a
fin.
They got to give us a nickel, right? So these two guys just go screaming down the parking lot. Didn't even touch the brakes, and Chai hates that, right? Driving right past a sign that says no parking lots or no carts allowed in the parking lot. So I said, screw it. I said, I'm going to go get them. So I get my wash rag, and I jumped in the cart, chased them in the parking lot. Guy gave me a nickel anyways. Oh, it was beautiful.
You're like shaking these people down for nickels.
Ah, oh, he and I agree. Oh, those are younger guys, a Jetted and a Chandler. They don't like to get the money. They don't need to make the money. He doesn't like working with the young guys. They don't think outside the box.
They don't
like
have the hustle.
I'm chasing him. Like, I'm going to go get him. He goes, go do it. And he's just
why did
laughing.
He do it?
Because it came. It was my. He I just came first, up with it. Yeah, I just said the heck with it. I'm doing this.
You got to get creative.
You got to get the creative.
That's an extra nickel you got. You wouldn't have had it.
Well, he came up with one yet the week before. He's terrible. So the old owner, he owns that It Works. I don't know if you know It Works.
Yeah, that store. Like, what? No, what is that? I'm thinking of something.
They do like weight loss stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So the owner, he's worth like millions and millions and millions of dollars, and his old man go and play. So the owner's name is Mark. He used to own the golf course. His name is Mark, and his father's name is Bill, of all things. So he goes, all right, when Mark and Bill come in, one of us is going to get Mark and the other guy is going to get the Bill, because if we only get one of them, Mark's going to give us the tip. But if we get the Bill and load his bag up on his cart, he's gonna give us some money too. Like, oh, God, we're going to shake the old guy down for a nickel. And sure as poop, he got a 10 from Mark and I got a nickel from Bill. So you got to think outside the box. He go, if we didn't do that, that would have been a $5 or less that we would have made.
Yeah, he's
tonight.
Right.
He is right.
You don't want to go home with less than you could.
He's got like a sales book too, which is the best. He's got like a little like notebook that you can keep in your back pocket.
Oh,
kind of
like the caddies. Like if you got a caddy, he's looking at the yardage,
yes.
But he's looking at like how to get nickels and stuff.
He writes down like dogs' names when their birthdays are.
So he's like Glengarry Glen Ross, always be closing, right?
Yeah, ABC baby, always A, always B, C, closing. He's got people's dogs' names and stuff.
Oh, I know you just got back from your house, and he takes out the notebook. Northern Virginia.
Where are you? Yeah, he does. Where are you guys are from again? He's like flipping through. you would like working there, wouldn't you? It sounds like fun, doesn't it?
No one else gets along with Cha, though, huh? No one else likes him.
No, not a lot. No, the day guys don't like him. Some of the night guys do.
That's why.
No, you gotta, if you're gonna work with him, you gotta hustle. And what the hell, you're there, you might as well.
That's, I mean, think about your hourly rate, what it goes up to when you work with Cha. Have you broken this down, like, with Cha and without Cha?
Oh, yeah, with my hourly and then whatever you make in cash. Yeah, I mean, in season, it's a $40
an hour
job.
What I'm saying
job,
is, like,
is
how much less
stupid.
Do you make with Cha not there, like, on your shifts without Cha?
Oh, yeah, it's
like,
yeah,
he's gotta be
big.
At least a 20% bump, if mm-hmm. not more, sounds like.
And I got him by $6 last night, which made me happy. I haven't beaten
oh,
him in
you
a
guys,
while.
I thought you pooled everything.
Yeah,
oh,
we do.
You
we
keep
split.
Track of who gets what coming in.
Yeah, because like he gets his and I get mine, and then we count at the end and just split.
So it's a good nature competition. It's not like he's going to get shorted anything at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you also don't want him to get you by
80.
Yeah,
that's true.
Susan's
because she's here. She hears you talking money.
What is on his head?
I tied his mouth together with a sock because he won't stop eating his tail.
Did you hear that?
I did. That came in loud and clear.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Eric. The Susie and Rhodey saga continues, huh?
Oh, it's awful.
They don't get along very well.
No, they love each other. He sits with her all the time. But he's got a little bit of allergies right now, so he's been chewing his tail.
Oh, that's not
and good. And then he cries because his tail's hurting. It's like, well, don't chew your tail, but, you know.
Hey, he's just a dope.
He is a big goof.
Yeah. What are you going to do? So what do you think? Should we, you want to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
Would love to, sir. Would love to.
I got the classic, tried and true, Narragansett Lager beer.
Oh, that's just it. just going easy, huh?
Just going easy. You know, just Narragansett Lager. So that's all it is. One of my favorites, as you well know. I have nothing else to add here. Do you have any other fun stories before the break? You want to get right into it after this?
Yeah, we'll just go to break, sir.
I like the North Carolina kind of kindness. Layback living North Carolina style. I like the way the people say they're always on your side with a North Carolina kind of smile. I like calling North Carolina home. I like the North Carolina kind of people, down to earth but reaching for the moon. I like watching kids grow up in a state of grace on a North Carolina avenue. Lord, it's just like living in a home. I like calling North Carolina
back for break, episode 219 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los podcast. Mr. Klinsman is packed and ready to head down to North Carolina.
Mid-pack, because I had to stop and come record this garbage.
Whoa, be careful. I'm putting a lot of time and effort into this episode.
I'm sorry. That's right. Yes, yeah, so, I'm almost packed up. I have my list, my little checklist on my phone. Would you like to hear some of the things on my checklist?
Yes, please.
It's quite extensive. So I have, important things like soap, deodorant, shampoo, razor, shaving cream, toothpaste, toothbrush, bathing suits, chargers, headphones, backpack, sunglasses, hats, belt, camera, snacks, drinks, cooler. Then I got a bunch of stuff for the girls too, sunscreen, aloe, things like that. So it's all coming together. I only have a few things left to pack. I didn't put like underwear and socks because that's kind of a given. If you forget that, you're really in trouble.
Yes.
Because you start with the staples. I have to add, like, the weird things that I might forget.
Yeah, you got to have your base. You got to have the drawers and the backup drawers in case you have a little issue.
Yeah. Well, there is a washer and dryer at this house that we're going to be at, okay. So that's helpful. And, like, the phone charger, though, that's, like, the most important thing you got to bring now.
Yes.
Because you even need it in the car on the way mm-hmm. down because you know that battery's going to be draining fast. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, especially with GPS.
With the GPS going, maybe a little Pandora playing some music.
I just saw this meme, Bill.
Yes, sir.
And it's making me laugh. It's about the Iran nuclear deal that America is going to back out of.
Yeah.
And it has the Sheik, and it says, America will have historic regret if President Trump exits our nuclear deal. And then below it, it has Kim Jong-un, and it says, I'm reading it, and it sounds like Cha. It says, I tried this already. It no work. You just do what Mr. Trump say. It better for everyone that way. I'm like reading it, and I hear Cha in my head. Kim Jong-un.
That's not good. Anyway, what are we talking about this week?
Free dining at Disney, Bill. We were going to talk about it a couple weeks ago, but then we got sidetracked and talked about our 80s and 90s and 2000s sitcoms.
Should we just talk about that again?
I want to put a little more time into that next time we do
that.
Yeah,
we're going to have to really flesh that one out. Maybe have a guest on with us.
Yeah, I think so.
So, all right, free dining. So you sent me a link that we can definitely reference here because the dates are in it and everything like that. So free dining got announced, a couple weeks ago when you sent that to me. And it's saying, book now through July 7th for arrivals most nights August 20th through September 29th, November 24th through November 27th, and December 7th through December 23rd. So that's quite a bit of time where it's available. Obviously, Thanksgiving and Christmas, they skip over. And all of October, which is kind of strange. I thought October was slower, but I guess not. This is one of the things you wanted to talk about, right? Kind of, they're basically just saying when their slow time is right now.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they've revealed a lot with this issue.
Right, and then there's also the next thing that they revealed is where they're not able to sell out so easily. But let's get into the dates a little bit first before we get too much into the other stuff. So August 20th through September 29th. So basically a month and a week of the slow time. And that's what most people still claim. There's not a lot of slow times anymore, but September is still pretty slow during the week, especially because all the kids are back in school. And usually, you know, people aren't going to take their kids out of school for a vacation during the first couple weeks.
Jeremy,
do you agree with that?
Correct.
And now that was one of the main reasons why the Food and Wine Festival, they put that in at Epcot that time of year because it was a slower time. They were trying to draw some crowds there.
Jeremy.
That's made it so close. Is that all you're going to add here for the whole episode?
Just when I
get things,
just when I agree.
I could do. Just, oh, okay.
Susie would be like, what do you want to have for dinner? Jeremy. She just shake her head. You want pork or do you want Jeremy? It really irritates her.
I can imagine so.
Could you imagine living with me?
No, you can't be an easy person to
live with. Jeremy. All right, continue.
You know how like sometimes you watch the news and it's like, oh, a wife kills her husband and they're like, oh, we didn't see it coming. He was such a nice guy. If that happened to you,
you would say
would
be it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of see what happened.
Yeah, I get it. I can see that.
I mean, she shouldn't have done it, but I get it. What was his last words? Jeremine.
It's like the last word he said. Jeremine.
Complete goofball. So the thing I don't get here is why do they bother throwing in November 24th through the 27th, just like three nights?
I don't know.
Is that must be like that?
Well, it's bizarre too because I think it said that it has to be like a 5-day stay. Five nights, yeah. 6 day.
So you can book any night, like, starting then. So that basically brings you... That must be the week after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Which is usually a slow week. But then that first week of December is excluded. And then they go the 7th through the 23rd. So I don't know if you have to... Like, if you started it on December 23rd, could you get Christmas for free dining? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I mean, you're probably not going to get a room anyway. Because that's already pretty much sold out, the Christmas... Or do you only get dining on the nights that are in the deal? I don't know. I haven't really done free dining ever. I think, actually, that's not true. We did it on that
2014
on that
trip.
Stay. No, I don't think that was free dining. We had the dining plan, but I don't think it was free dining.
Oh, okay. You might be right. Yep.
But when I went with the wife on not our anniversary, but the one after that bounce back,
yep.
I think we were trying to break down whether. Because we had that bounce back offer, which was whatever percent off, or we could have done free dining, and then we decided to do the free dining because it ended up saving us a couple bucks. Not much, but we were going to get food anyway, obviously, so we kind of figured it out and ended up doing that. But let's look into it a little more besides the dates. So most of December, most of September, a week in August, and a week in November are the slow times where this free dining offer is available. Now, the resorts at which this is available, the values, you could get the quick service dining plan if you stay at All Star Music, All Star Sports, Pop Century, or the Art of Animation Family Suites.
So it looks like All Star movies.
So that's
are off
either
the table.
Booked. I'm not sure about why that is. Maybe they save that one. I don't know if that's more popular for like the conventions, like the Wide World of Sports stuff, like the cheerleader things that mm-hmm. they do. I don't know if they're kind of pushing people to that. Why movies of the three is not included, because they're basically all the same. The prices are usually
the same, right?
The availability is usually the same on those. So that is a little bit surprising to me. The Art of Animation thing, that's not a surprise. They never discount those Little Mermaid rooms, just the suites. And then Pop Century being on there is a little bit of a surprise, because they're doing the renovations on the room, so they don't have their full slate of rooms available as is, because they're doing some renovations, and it's the most popular value at this point. So I'm a little surprised they included it, but you never know. It could only be, you know, a couple hundred rooms for each period. It's probably not, obviously not everything there. So what do you think of that? That's probably the biggest surprise, right? That movies is not included.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that. Yeah, very surprised.
Not sure what that all about, but you get the quick service there. What you get? A mug. You get one snack and two quick service each day. Correct?
Yes.
And then at the moderates, you also get the quick serve dining plan.
You get two quick service and two snacks.
Oh, two snacks. Okay.
Two snacks on the quick service dining plan.
Okay. It's not a bad... it's a little expensive. I forget what they charge on. I think it's like $54 per person per night for that quick service plan now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about, what do you usually spend on a quick serve meal? Anywhere between
$12 to $15.
$15?
Yeah, $15 on the high.
But you get a dessert and a drink. So you're looking at, let's say it's $12.99. A drink is going to be another $4. So you're at $16, $17, and a dessert for another $3 or $4. So you're at $20, mm-hmm. $21. You do that two times, you're at $42. And then a couple snacks, you'd have to get basically $6 snacks, which is not too many $6 snacks available to break even on that. So you're really, you're just barely breaking even, and that's if you get one of the more expensive options at the quick service with this. Obviously, being free dining, that's a little bit different, but...
But you'd have to compare against a rack rate.
That's right. So you could get... there's other discounts available, most likely. Maybe not yet, but there will be some. So you're paying full rack rate, or you could maybe get 10 or 15 or 20% off with different discounts on these rooms, and not get the... And then pay out of pocket for dining, or buy the dining plan on your own if you want. The other options for the moderates, Caribbean Beach, Coronado Springs, and the cabins at Fort Wilderness.
So Port Orleans is off the
both sides of Port Orleans, which makes sense because those are probably their two most popular moderates right now, especially with the other two undergoing
right.
heavy construction. I mean, Caribbean Beach is basically uninhabitable. I wouldn't.
It's just a skeleton right now.
I mean, I loved the place when we stayed there a couple of years ago, but I wouldn't go there now. I'd rather stay off property than stay at Caribbean Beach, because I think it actually takes away from your experience. It's not that you don't get the full experience. I feel like it hinders your enjoyment of your vacation.
Yeah, you're eating in a mass dining hall.
Right. You're going in. A suicide is painless. That's a good song. Oh, let's not get into
that. Yeah, all right. I knew exactly where that was going to go, and I'm like, we got to end this abruptly.
The cabins at Fort Wilderness, I never realized that was considered a moderate.
The cabins. The price tag certainly isn't a moderate.
Well, how much, like, I mean, just off the top of your head, but that sleeps a lot more. That's basically like a suite.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they're really nice.
So you're looking $400 or $500 a night for those at least?
Yeah, that would be a really cool place to look into, like, with like Kristen and I and your family.
Like a bigger group.
That would be cool.
Because you got a couple bedrooms, you get a little kitchenette and everything.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you don't have to get park tickets and just hang out.
Yeah. So then at the deluxes, you get the regular dining plan, which is one snack, or is it still two snacks for that?
You get the same one, I believe, with the moderates as well.
No,
you're right. You used to, Bill, you used to get the
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah, when I went with my mom, you used to get... Yep, you're right.
Yeah,
my bad.
Downgraded. You can pay to upgrade, though. You can pay the difference.
Yeah, to moderate. Can you do it at a value, too?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
So you can pay the difference to upgrade on these. So at the deluxes, you could stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yep.
Beach Club.
A.K.A. A.K.L.
Boardwalk. Grand Floridian and the Yacht Club.
So you got yacht, the beach, and the boardwalk, the Epcot area, and then on. But I'm surprised a Grand Floridian, and you don't, and which means that is not selling.
I think
compared to
I
the Contemporary and Polynesian and Wilderness Lodge.
I think they have higher. They have more inventory there, don't they? The Grand Floridian has a lot more rooms than.
Yeah, they do have quite a bit of they do have quite a bit of inventory. I don't know what they have compared to the Contemporary, but
Contemporary has a lot of rooms.
They have quite
a
bit, especially with their wings, their garden wings.
I'm surprised how popular the Contemporary is, to be honest.
I know
being able to walk to the Magic Kingdom is
a huge
advantage.
I'm so sick and tired of listening to that crap.
I mean, I get it. I get it. Like, with younger kids, I feel like that's the deluxe if you have young kids, because then you can walk to the Magic Kingdom. And that does make
a
difference.
But how many days do you go to the Magic Kingdom when you go on a trip?
A lot if you have young kids. If you're there for six nights, you probably go three times at least.
I don't buy it. I just, I've never, ever bought into that.
No. I mean, I like the Grand Canyon Concourse.
Oh, I love the Contemporary because that's one of the originals, and I'm an old school guy, and I'm dying to stay there because of the history and this and that. But don't spend $500 on a room and justify it that it's a quick walk to the Magic Kingdom. You want to stay at a deluxe? It's for the amenities, and it's for the restaurants, and it's for the pools, and it's for all the things that deluxes have to offer.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if your choice is between the Poly, the Grand, and the Contemporary, that could be the deciding factor when the price is close.
So you're saying the 35-second monorail trip from the Grand, because the next stop is the Magic Kingdom from the Grand Floridian.
That's right, but to get back to it,
it's a little longer. Yeah, you're right.
So I'm not saying it's a reason to stay there. I'm saying it's a reason to choose it over the Grand Floridian or over the Polynesian for some people.
Yeah, all things being equal, I think if you were to stay at a deluxe on the monorail, you would want to stay probably at the Polynesian. That would be my guess. Yes.
Unless I could stay Bay Lake Tower, because those rooms are incredible.
Yeah, they are amazing.
From what I've seen, I'm not a Contemporary fan, but the Bay Lake Tower rooms
doing YouTube, they are gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah.
But now, Por Favor Joe said that his favorite is the Grand Floridian.
The villas?
Yes,
DVC
he said
rooms.
That those places are amazing. But he doesn't like the resort itself, but he said he loves the villas.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. Speaking of the villas, so there are some villas that are available for this dining plan. And you have Animal Kingdom, Jumbo House, Kidani Village, Beach Club Villas, Boardwalk Villas, Old Key West, and Saratoga Springs. So basically all the same ones, except Yacht Club is not on there. For the villas, and Grand Floridian is not on there.
Grand Floridian is super popular, though.
For the villas, yes very hard to get.
Yep.
What I'm surprised at, and maybe I shouldn't be, because I think it's becoming more and more popular, is Wilderness Lodge. Nowhere to be found on this list.
No.
Like, that used to be, like, the cheap
That was
deluxe.
A $240 a night.
But now it's, like, you can't get a room there.
And that was, I can stay at Port Orleans for $185, or I can stay at... Wilderness Lodge for $235. I'd rather stay at Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, not anymore. Now you can't even book it. It's incredible. And I understand that's probably my top choice for a deluxe right now.
Yep.
I love the amenities there. I love the grounds. And you're still pretty close to the action. You know, short boat ride. Or not a short boat ride, but a nice boat ride to the Magic Kingdom. And everything about it I love. I don't have to say much about that. So... maybe it shouldn't come as too much of a surprise, but I agree with you on that. The Grand Floridian thing is a little bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't know. Do you think a lot of people book the deluxes to get the free dining?
No.
Because I feel like getting a percentage off would be much more advantageous. Like, at the values, I get it. If you have a family of four...
you're getting free dining. That's huge.
You're getting the free dining. That's $200 a night. You know, that's... I know you got to buy the park tickets, you got to get the hotel, but...
Yeah, but you take that completely out of your budget, which is big, I think.
Right, it's already... Yeah, so I feel like that makes a big difference, and I guess if you look at the regular dining plan, I think it's 75 per person per night, somewhere in that range, and, I mean, that adds up as well with four people. I mean, that's basically $300 a night, so that is still a good amount off, but I think some of the discounts you can see at the deluxes... may not add up to the $300, but you're probably not going to spend $300 a day on dining outside of the dining plan. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. I guess it's just a different way to look at it. And the moderates, I don't feel like that's a great deal because you don't get the... That was a great deal when you got the regular dining plan free at the moderates, but now that you get the quick service, I don't feel like it's as good of a deal.
No, I don't.
Again, there's some pretty deep discounts at Caribbean Beach right now because of the condition it's in. So I think going with the discount and then paying dining out of pocket is the way to go. But what are your thoughts on the free dining? Is that something... I mean, we've done the math quickly, right? A couple times in some episodes, but I don't know if it's changed too much. Now,
I mean, I'd like to do just a show on the dining plan, just a dedicated show.
One thing to add is that the regular dining plan now includes one alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, which is
per sit down. So that does add to the value.
Yep.
In it, so that makes a difference. One quick service, one table service, and two snacks per person per night of your stay. Each person gets a refillable mug. New beverage options are available. You can get a specialty non-alcoholic beverage or a beer, wine, or cocktail with your dinner, which is nice. That is a good good add-on to that. So that's a good thing. There's a lot we could dig into on the dining plan, like you said, in a future episode, because we can do the breakdown again, whether, you know, out-of-pocket or tables in Wonderland or dining plan, those kind of things are your best bet. But as far as the free dining goes, we just wanted to kind of get into it a little bit and talk about some of the interesting things we noted when we first saw this deal being announced.
Now, a follow-up. What's your take on the Disney on the dining plan without getting into numbers and the economics around it? Would you rather have a percentage off your rack rate in pay, or are you a dining plan fan? What's your 2 cents?
I really like having the dining plan. I like having it paid for. Like rolled into the budget of the vacation, and then you have those allotments, and then you can go over and beyond if you want. So I do like having the dining plan; kind of makes things a little easier. But usually, the discount's better. So I would almost rather get the discount on the room and pay for the dining plan. You know, obviously that's where the math comes into it. You got to figure out where the break even point is and what makes sense.
Right.
One thing that would really be a game changer with the dining plan, and they haven't done it, and I don't know if they will do it, is being able to pick and choose. Because, like, when Yergina Jr. turns 3 in a couple years, and we do dining, that's 4 dining plans in one room. You know, if we did the dining plan, we'd have to get 4 dining plans.
Okay.
And that's way too much food.
Right.
With 2 young kids and 2, you know, I'd rather just get the 2 if you could do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't allow you to get pick and choose who in the room gets a dining plan. It's all or nothing.
Right.
So that changes it a little bit. And if they did that, I think it would be even a better value because you could get 2 dining plans and then you kind of share quick serve meals or whatever and you get enough snacks. 4 snacks between 4 people per day is plenty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, split some breakfast and do things like that and pay out of pocket for a table service here and there. But when you're forced to get the amount of dining plans as people staying in the room, then it can really add up to quite a bit. Like I said, with 4 people on the regular dining plan, that's $300 per day, basically, that you have to try to get your money's worth. That's a lot of money.
Right.
So what about you? What would you... I know it doesn't apply to you as much being a local, but if you were a vacationer staying for 5 days...
I love the dining plan originally because I just think it's simple. And even at the end of the week, if you're $60 in a hole, who cares? Because it just makes things simple.
Oh, I agree with that as well, yeah.
But the more I've been going, the more I realize I don't like the quick service dining plan. I don't like not having the option of having a sit down.
Well, yeah, but you're a huge, you know, that's your favorite part of going.
Is going to eat dinner.
Is going to have a sit down.
Right.
And And that's why kind of what I was saying about having, being able to split it, if you could get one quick service in the room, and then you just use that for your lunches, and then you sit down for dinner and you pay out of pocket for that, that would be great.
Yep.
But you almost feel, like you said, you're almost forced into eating all quick serves.
Right.
You have the quick service dining plan because you don't want to leave credits on the table.
And the other thing, too, like with the quick services, there's a lot of great quick serves around. And right. I think they're great for some lunches and for dinners. But I think they're pretty terrible for breakfast. And I do like to eat breakfast when I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
And I think the only way to go for breakfast is to do a sit-down. But you don't want to use a sit-down credit for your breakfast.
No, and plus you don't even want to use a quick service credit for your breakfast either, really.
Yeah, no, exactly. You don't want to do anything. But I just, you know, I'm more, I'd rather go to Old Key West and have a nice big breakfast and maybe skip lunch and do a dinner.
Right. I think it all depends on how you want to do it.
Because I have, it's hard to find a good quick service place for breakfast.
Yeah, Sunshine Seasons is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Pop is pretty good. Pop Century's.
That chicken that we had was okay, but we agree that the scrambled eggs everywhere, every quick serve is awful.
Which is fine because I'm not a big fan of scrambled eggs anyway.
And I'm not a fan of like waffles, pancakes, and that's one of those where you can't go wrong at a quick serve.
That's right. So I do like that.
Yeah.
I like
waffles. I don't like that. I like more of the meat and the eggs and the.
But you know what they do have, and I haven't done it because I'm not a big omelet fan, but a lot of the quick serves now, like at the resorts, have the build-your-own omelet stations.
Yeah, see, now that I'm all over that. I'm all over that.
So that's got to be pretty decent. You know, a freshly made omelet, you can't really screw that up too much, can you?
No.
So, I mean, you know, it's if it's sitting in the warmer tray and you get the cheese starts to separate and get all greasy, that's no good. But if it's made to order, then, you know, it's... You know, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be pretty good.
And I had a pretty damn good steak and eggs over at
Port Orleans.
Port Orleans, right? Yeah, it was really good.
Except the eggs again, right?
The scrambled eggs were, yeah.
But the steak you said was very good.
Yeah, the steak was actually pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. There's not a ton of, like, great things that you think of, oh, you got to try this breakfast quick service. It's, like, mostly just stuff that's pretty good.
Yeah, just kind of fillers.
Mm-hmm. All right, one other thing you wanted to talk about here before we wrap things up. There was a little news item that you saw that definitely piqued your interest. There's a new Donald Duck annual pass holder magnet that are coming for a limited time very soon. You could pick up this magnet from May 18th through June 29th, and you have to go to Hollywood Studios to get the magnet. They haven't announced the specific pickup location at Hollywood Studios.
But yeah, it's typically there's a couple stores because I think we got our Christmas one when we were hanging out with your parents. They don't even ask for much. I think I just showed them on my phone that I was an AP and they gave me one. So you can probably go back and get as many as you want.
Right. It says one magnet per pass holder is what they suggest, I guess. It's hard to enforce.
Jenemy.
While supplies last, but not only is it Donald Duck, it's like the old school looking.
It's
Donald
a cool
Duck.
One with the big beak.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So, is that something that you would make a special? Not that you're going to make a trip up just for that, but if you go, you would make a trip to the studios to get it.
Yeah, it's actually we're looking into it because now that Kristen's ready for a long drive and wants to go up there, I'm thinking of maybe. Seeing if we can get some decent fast passes and having dinner over at Hollywood Brown Derby.
Ooh, nice idea. I thought you were going to say Mama Melnick's, get that steak.
Can't go wrong there.
And that's not a hard reservation to get.
No.
Mama Melnick's, you can basically be outside the door, make the right. Remember we did that? I still can't get over that. When we were at Old Key West.
That was the funniest. Yeah, tell that story again. That's a great one.
So we go in. We didn't have a reservation because they had a ton of them. We were looking on the thing on the drive over, right? I kept bringing up the app, and I said, oh, we'll just go and...
Yeah, we'll just walk in because they got a million. Because the night before, we didn't want to have to be pressed to... We just kind of wanted to wake up when we wanted to get going.
Yeah, because, I mean, at that point, it was 3 in the morning, and we weren't really sure what time we were going to wake up.
3 in the morning.
Well, it was.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
And so we get to Olivia's, and... We just say, oh, can we have a table for two? Oh, we're not taking any walk-ups. So we kind of, like, scratched our head, and I said, okay. And I told you. I said, they're not taking walk-ups. And I said, hold on.
So remember they said it was going to be about 45 minutes or so.
No, they said they weren't even taking it. It was kind of near the end of breakfast. They said, well, they're not taking any walk-ups, I think is what they said. Or it might have been, you might be right. They may have said 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, I think it was like a 45 like minutes. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
And there was no one in there. It was empty. So I pull up the app, and there's a reservation for like 10:15, and right, it's like 9:58. So I make the reservation on my phone. I go up. Like 2 minutes later, the girl I just talked to, I said, I have a reservation.
I love that.
And she pulls it up, gives me the beeper, and like 3 minutes later, we're seated, beautiful table outside on the little patio. I had a great breakfast. I mean, that's kind of crazy that so that makes me think that they save the spots that are available for ADRs, almost.
Yeah, but you would think at that point that they might start giving them away. If somebody's walking in, they're going to wait for somebody to reserve one?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand how that...
You might be right, though. They might have like 10 of them that are saved just for... reservations, but you would think as it's coming close, if somebody's walking in, let's get their money.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Doesn't make sense. But that is a funny story. I guess on that note, we should probably take another break. What do you say?
Sounds good, Bill.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Guess I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now, I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire, I'm dying. Feel the moonshine. Maybe just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway call. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. Signs, it might be omens, say I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side.
Back from break, episode 219 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro Dennis podcast. Like Mr. Klinsman joining me in the Westerly studio. We just talked about the free Disney dining for the parts of the summer and parts of November. Dettel Mountain, Gaddy Pinnacle.
Sorry, I was reading a message from the wife there. I wasn't listening to what you were saying. Hello, Jeremy.
Dettel Mountain, Gaddy Pinnacle, Fuedemaco.
Now, is Cha like a ball hawk? Does he go with like the little scoop thing to the ponds and try to scoop out the Titleist Pro Vs that the people hit into the woods and into the ponds?
Yeah, he's terrible. I remember he plays every Sunday with the Koreans that he goes to church with.
Yeah.
And this group came in. They go, God, they go, that guy, that group behind us, the group in front of us, they were terrible. So I didn't let him know that he's a worker. I'm like, why? What was the problem? They go, guy hits a tee shot on 18, and Cha told me when he came in, I hit the ball. He goes over by the pond, and goes, there's a 4 foot gator, and he's standing right at the next to my ball, and he goes, I'm hitting him in the head with my iron, and he's trying to snap at me. I'm like, it's a Pro V1. It's $2, Cha. I said, but he's going to take your 9-iron out of your... And, like, the 4-footers you don't mess with because they're just idiots. They're like puppies, just very curious and start walking toward you. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's a Pro V1, for crying out. Just drop. Don't even take the stroke. I found my ball. It's over here, but it's right next to a 4-footer. And, like, so he ends up dropping the ball. He plays the hole. And then he drives back, and he's looking for his ball again. I'm like, oh, no. So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, he'll fight an alligator for a damn Pro V1.
Yeah, that figures. Yep. That doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
He doesn't try to sell them out of an egg crate, though, to the guys, does he?
Nah, we see those in trunks. I'm like, what do you got eggs in? Oh, there are balls.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, bring us home, Bill. We've talked enough nonsense.
All right, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Por Favor Podcast. You can listen to the show, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play, Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike, @PorFavorPodcast. You can follow me personally on Twitter, @PorFavorMike. Website is www.PorFavorPodcast.com. Mr. Klinsman.
Email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. Go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast. I don't have anything else to add.
Mr. Klinsman, safe travels down to North Carolina. I hope you have a good time.
I want some
barbecue. Have some good barbecue. I hear North Carolina is pretty damn good.
Yeah, I don't know, though. We're on, like, Outer Banks, like the beach resort area. I don't know if that's known for their barbecue, though.
I'm sure you
I think you got to go into, like, the Appalachians to get
maybe.
I'll see. I'll do my research. Don't worry.
All right.
If there's barbecue to be had, don't you worry. I'll eat it.
You will eat it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 219 of the Por Favor Monte Gase Alejandro Live podcast. From Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week.
breezes, North Carolina. With its sandy beaches, wonderland of variety. Coast to mountains, it's great to be right here in North Carolina. Love the pines around in North Carolina. Get your cares behind you, living is right in Holiday Bright, North Carolina. North Carolina, would you like to roll along scenic highways? Let your travels bring you
face to face with history or new excitement, you look weak.
It's all in North Carolina. Bigger land of pleasure, life can be finer. You'll discover treasure where the moon shines through tall green pines in North Carolina.